If you ever wish your wedding video felt more like a film than just a recap, you're going to love this. Today, Good Times Film Company is a full-service video production company with teams in Philadelphia and Los Angeles, working with clients all across the country. They're known for emotional, story-driven filmmaking. Instead of creating those traditional cookie-cutter wedding videos, they approach every wedding like it's a film, your film. Every couple's story is different, and their goal is to capture something that feels deeply personal, visually stunning, and completely you. So if you're looking for a wedding film that actually feels like you, and something you'll want to watch over and over again, definitely check out Good Times Film Company. You can find their vendor listing over on Nashville Bride Guide.
I walked over to the bartender. I was like, "Hey, man, I'm about to propose to my girlfriend." And he was like, huh. "I'm like, no, for real. Like, can you take my phone?" Yeah. And like, he's like,
"We need to talk about your iconic hair."
I saw his work through a TikTok of him being a little sassy, like where people were kind of mad at him in the comments. But I was like, but then I saw the result of the hair, and I was like, he is who I need. I saw my dress like on the runway, and I was like, oh, and I knew I took a video, and I heard you could hear me in the background, and I was like, the silhouette, it's perfect. This is the one. I'm still shocked to this day, like, that it turned out literally like my fairy tale dream. Literally a Disney princess is kind of what I wanted to feel like in a castle. And that's exactly, I feel like, what we accomplished. And then
yeah,
the prince.
All right, welcome to the show. Today we have one of the most talked about weddings on the internet right now. We have Shay Sullivan and Casey Johnson here in the house. I cannot wait to ask them all about their amazing day. And I'll just go ahead and read their bios in case you guys don't know who they are. So Shay Sullivan is a 27-year-old Nashville-based lifestyle content creator, model, and proud mother. She has built an audience of nearly 4 million followers through her blend of beauty, relationships, family, and fashion storytelling. With a license in cosmetology and being frequently referenced on Pinterest for her hair and makeup looks, she has become a leading social media presence. Recently, Shay has been named the face of One Size Beauty's product launch campaign. She's continuing to grow in the fashion and beauty space with partnerships including Skims, CoverGirl, L'Occitane, Guess, Victoria's Secret, Olaplex, Amika, and more. Her openness regarding her relationship with her now husband, Casey Johnson, has grown a loyal following for them as a couple as well. And Casey is a past contestant on F-Boy Island and is a model and content creator, helping men gain confidence. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I'm so excited that you guys were able to open up your schedules and sit down and just chat all things wedding. I can't get enough of looking at all the content that you guys have created surrounding your big day. So I usually love to just start at the very beginning of how you guys ended up meeting.
Yeah, I think, typical, he DM'd me on Instagram.
Okay.
So he said something really fun. I always like to tell this story, but he DM'd me and he said, I've got great news. And I was like, okay. I didn't answer right away because I thought it was like a marketing scheme. I thought he was like doing like some kind of like manager trying to get like, you know, boost my engagement or something like that. And so I didn't respond for a little bit. And then, you know, me and my sisters were like stalking him. Like, what is he doing? Like, what is his deal? And eventually, we said that he was too cute not to answer. So I was like, what's this big news? And he said, I have a date planned for us. So
listen, wow. If you get a message and it says, I've got great news, like, you want to know.
Oh, yeah, like, totally.
Even, you know, even if it's fake, you're like, all right, what's this great news? You know, who doesn't love great news?
And I know, but
then we got married.
Yeah,
I know. Like,
whatever, it works.
Yeah, day one, DM, day two, married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Honestly, pretty much. So, yeah, he took me out on a date. And I feel like that first date, we, you know, like, I brought up, like, really quickly, because I don't post my son online or anything, but, like, in the first 10 minutes, I was like, do you know anything about me? Like, you know, have you seen much about, like, my content or anything? Because I talk about my son a lot. And then I was like, well, I just want to let you know, like, I'm a mom. And I have, like, at that time, 4-year-old son. And that was, like, I was really nervous about that because it was the first time, you know, going on a date talking about, you know, hey, I'm a mom, by the way, and, you know, stuff like that. So I was really nervous. And honestly, we just got talking for, like, I feel like it was, like, 4 hours. We talked forever.
Wow.
At first date, so.
I couldn't tell you about what, but.
I mean, we talked about a lot.
It went well. Yeah. I mean, it was exciting. I mean, I didn't know anything about her.
Yeah.
Besides that, she was just very good looking. And but she was so kind. Like when I first saw her, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so down to earth. And then within 10 minutes, she's like, yeah, I'm a mom. And I was like, at the time I was 28, like it's not shocking to me, you know? And so we kind of just had our first date. And then the next day we had a coffee date. And then literally 3 months later, we got engaged.
Wow.
And everyone was like, you're crazy. You know, I mean, I get it.
Oh, for sure. Right. I mean, it was quick, but I think that we both were just so on the same page of everything. We were like, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter.
It wasn't whatever. It was well thought out. We communicated a lot.
Yeah. No, I mean, like other people's opinions were like, whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah.
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 But yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Wow. So it moved so fast. So you guys really just like put it all out there right up front. And we're like, okay, we're ready to take this next step. So I guess let's move on to the proposal. So Shay, did you have any idea that you were going to get proposed to? Like, had you guys gone ring shopping or anything, or had you given him any hints?
I think I definitely, you know, because we were like moving quickly, I think it was well talked about. Like we talked about, so I definitely knew it was coming. I didn't know when. And I honestly just sent him to my jeweler. I was like, they know me and they know what I like. So like, you can't go wrong. And, so, yeah, I mean, it happened before we planned, or you planned it. So that was a fun thing. We, like, last minute planned a trip to Montauk, and it was, like, just so beautiful. And we went to Montauk when it was, like, just before, you know, summer started, so nobody was really there. And so it was just, like, the most beautiful trip ever. And, you know, he got the ring the day we were leaving. So it was, like, I think a surprise for both of us.
Yeah, I mean, she had given me, she said, I want a marquee diamond. Yeah. And so I knew the shape, and I got the ring. I didn't know when I was going to do it, but I just wanted to have it with me. And I had a date planned a couple weeks in advance, but I was like, we're going to go on this trip. It's going to be so beautiful. Let me just bring the ring. Also, like, I just got it. And I was like, I just want to carry it with me.
Right.
And, you know, like, she doesn't know that I have it. And so, yeah, I went to Montauk. And we were having an amazing time. Mm-hmm. And it just felt right. Like, it just felt like this felt like the moment. And like I said, prior to our engagement, you know, we had communicated from everything about, you know, finances to children, mm-hmm. to how to raise her son, you know, where we wanted to go with our careers. So we were aligned. We were aligned on everything, which is obviously very important, and there was a connection. But we joke now. I mean, like, obviously, after a year, I'm like, wow, like, I knew that I wanted to be with you, but, you know, we have gone through so much now that our love is obviously 10 times stronger.
Yeah.
Over time.
I agree.
But when you know what you don't want, it was really easy to tell, you know, that this was more than just a girlfriend or like a fling. And so
yeah,
the engagement worked out. We got to Montauk, and
we went to Crow's Nest, which is now like a special place, I feel like, which is so nice. Like, it's so beautiful. And
cool.
He honestly, like, he handed his, I didn't know at the moment at all. Like, we were just walking around, and this is the one time, as you said in my bio, I am a beauty, makeup, hair girl. I always have my hair done, right? Except for this one day. Except for this one day, I was like, oh, it's not going to be today. So I was like, I'm just going to throw it up like curly. You know, my hair gets pretty like curly, frizzy after the shower. So I was like, I just threw it up in a bun. And I was like, of course, today of all days. And I even asked him, I was like, hey, how's this hair? And he's like, I don't know the difference. Like, it looks good. And I was like,
it all looks the same to me.
No, it's not the same. So anyway, so it was like, we went to Crow's Nest. I had like, you know, this just normal outfit on. It was cute, whatever. And he handed his phone to the bartender, who was had to have been like 19, 20. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what did you say? You were like, hey, I'm about to propose. What, like, because that was so funny.
Yeah,
he was,
I mean,
like,
I
really?
Didn't, at this point, it was pretty, it was just in the moment, right? And so I didn't have any cameras there. And I didn't really know how I wanted to do it or what I wanted to say, but I'm pretty good at improv.
Yeah,
you are.
And just speaking from the heart. And so I walked over to the bartender. I was like, hey, man, I'm about to propose to my girlfriend. And he was like, I'm like, no, for real. Like, can you take my phone? Yeah. And like, he's like,
yeah, he was like, really? Like, and he was really slick about it. Kind of saw him like in the corner of my eye. And he was like, You're obviously nervous because he's like, sure. Wait, I don't want to have to, you know, be the one.
He doesn't want to like blow the surprise.
Yeah. So we got like iPhone content only, which was just so fun. And I feel like when he got down on one knee, I don't know. I've talked to a few couples, married couples, and I was like, do you remember what he said when he got down on one knee? And they were like, I don't remember anything. Like, we don't even remember what we ate afterwards because we were such like on a high, I think, or just like so.
It was pretty surreal. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's beautiful though.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I love just how spontaneous it was. And it was just like, you know, no cameras, just like living in the moment. And like, I love you and I want to like make this mark here right now. And I have the ring. Like, let's do this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So awesome. And I'm sure that was such a special trip. Was it like towards the beginning of the trip or end or?
Well, we were there for Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Leaving Sunday. And so I was like, she definitely thinks it's going to be Saturday, right? The finale, the last night. And I was like, no. Let's do it Friday. Yeah. So we can still be on vacation on Saturday and celebrate, you know, our engagement. And
I'm so glad we did. Because the next day was like, it was like, I mean, I think about that day like with like rainbows and butterflies going. Like it was such a beautiful day. We just like walked around, went shopping, grabbed like coffee and treats, and we were just, I don't know, so giddy. So it's really beautiful. Oh,
that's so sweet. Yeah. That's good fun. Call on doing it like so you had some time to like reminisce and like enjoy the moment afterwards. I think that was good. All right. So then you guys are engaged. This was like a year-ish ago, would you say?
This is May of 25.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you start wedding planning. So what was that process like for you guys?
Oh, I would say I think in the very beginning, it's hard because you have to make so many big decisions right up front. And you're like, okay, I get that this is a year away, but like these are the details that are going to matter. And so I was kind of looking around at venues. I was looking around Tennessee. I was looking around where he's from, Ohio, and nothing was really jumping out to me. And like, now that everybody's seen my wedding, you can probably, you know, you could probably tell what I wanted.
Yeah. There's and nothing like that here.
You can't really find that here.
Yeah.
I really, really, really tried to find like my fairy tale Disney castle here and I couldn't. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start with planners. And that was probably the best decision I've ever made. And, you know, shout out to my best friend, Abby. She was like, Shay, you cannot do this without planners. She was like, just trust me. She's a wedding photographer. So she just knows. And she was like, just look for the best. So she gave me some recommendations. I talked to our photographer. That was like the first person who we definitely knew was going to be a part of our wedding, which is Bushwhacked, our photographer.
So good.
Her name is Rachel Santos. She is phenomenal. And she's honestly like, she started building our whole team out. So she was like, I have these amazing wedding planners that I love to work with. They are so incredibly creative. She was like, talk to them.
Were they based here in Nashville or overseas?
No, they're here. They're in the States, but they are, I think they're New York, California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So everything was over, you know, online and over Zoom and stuff. And so that was like the first step was finding our planners. And we talked to them. And honestly, the first thing that I knew I wanted to was a really, really cool after party. So in that first meeting, I was like, kind of like spitting out my ideas. And I was like, but I really want a salt burn after party. And they were like their eyes lit up. They were like, oh,
yeah,
it's going to be this kind of wedding. So, we both really loved them. And then, you know, that was the first thing that we did. And they started looking at venues. So we started in the States too. They were like sending us this and, you know, places in Napa Valley, places in New York, things like that. And then they were like, how do you feel about going abroad? And I was like, you know, we talked about it because that's a big decision, you know?
Right.
I think because you have grandparents and just like getting family over there, it's just a big, you know, a wedding is already big in itself. And then traveling that far for your wedding is another thing. So I think it was a big decision. We talked about it for a while, but then they sent the venues and I was like, crap, I can't. I can't say no. So we looked at a few. One was in Paris. And then the one that we found was in Florida, in Siena, Italy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I knew it was the one as soon as I saw it. I was like, this is it. This is everything I've dreamed of. This is like my fairy tale wedding. And so that's kind of like how we got started. We got our planners and then we got our venue. And mm-hmm. then we started going from there.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So they're communicating overseas this whole time. And you're pretty much just based off of pictures and videos. And yeah. was your first time going to the venue like for your wedding? Yeah. Was that a little nerve-wracking for you?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't really have that many nerves, I feel like, about the actual wedding. I knew it was going to be amazing. Like, I just yeah. had so much trust in my planners. And they were so passionate for me as well. So I just knew it was going to be... I had no nerves. The only thing I was nervous about was, you know, my hair and makeup. Like, I was doing my own makeup. And then, you know, this is the first time getting my hair done by Dom. And because he's from Australia. So that was really... where my biggest nerves were.
Yeah.
Honestly, but everything else, like I knew it would, was seamless.
Yeah. So. That's awesome. That's so important to have trust in your vendors.
Yes.
Right off the bat to know, like, okay, here's my vision. I can trust them with that. Mm-hmm. And they can take it and run with it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can show up on my day and I know it's all going to happen.
100%.
Perfectly. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the planners, Mudari was... Once we chose the wedding planners, it felt like
it was
a confidence mm-hmm. that everything was going to come together.
Yeah.
You know, we looked at a couple of venues in Nashville and we were like, okay, these are great. But I felt like Mudari knew they were like, hey, you know, maybe something more grand.
Right.
They literally showed us two in Europe. And for anyone who doesn't know, if you're considering a wedding, it's not as expensive as you think. Like,
that's what I hear.
You can really get married in Europe for about the same price in any of the big places in the States. And so we were nervous about the travel. Mm-hmm. Overwhelming, I think, is the correct word. But
for sure.
We were doing a small wedding.
Yeah.
We wanted to do like 40 people. So we were like, hey, if you can make it, great. If you can't make it, that's okay. You know, we don't expect anyone to go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we invited 50 people and like 40 ended up coming. And mm-hmm.
Then your grandparents, his grandparents did make it out there.
That's
so
awesome. Yeah. Oh, I'm so
glad. My grandparents made it out there.
Actually, I think the response that we got from our family of it being abroad was mostly, oh my gosh, thank God I have a reason to go, you know, to Europe.
Totally. Yeah,
I know your grandma was like, just like, I've been dying there. I wouldn't have gone if it wasn't for you guys having your wedding. So she was like, I can't wait. So they went to like Lake Como before. And so it was just, I think everyone was really excited, which also eased, I think, a lot of our nerves about asking people to travel so far.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, I love a small, intimate wedding mm-hmm. with just like your closest people surrounding you. And you can go bigger that way too, because I feel like you blow most of your budget depending on your guest count. Really, for everything. Yeah. And so I think that was really a smart way to do it for you guys. Okay, on the opposite end of the extravagant castle wedding, I saw that you guys actually did like a civil ceremony home wedding to actually tie the knot in your kitchen. So tell me more about that decision.
Oh, that came together in like a few days. That was definitely, you know, like how we are, which is spontaneous, last minute, you know. And we were just kind of getting things together, and this is the last few weeks of wedding planning, so we were really, really focused on that. We had a lot to do, a lot to think about, a lot of decisions to make in those last few weeks. And then I was like, oh wait, we actually have to be married, so where do we go from here? So like the week before our kitchen wedding, I was just like, okay, we've got to go get our marriage license and kind of just do all the steps for that. And then we actually need somebody to marry us. And so I just went online and, you know, I made a bunch of TikToks about my wedding prep appointments, and that was really fun. Yeah. But I was really, really busy the week before. So I had like a super small amount of time to get in our actual kitchen wedding and get married before we leave. And so I was just texting somebody, and our friends had used this person who ordains weddings. And so she came to our house actually, because I was like, hey, I've got like 30 minutes before my next thing. Can we, can you come to my house and we do this, you know, here? And she was great. Oh my gosh. She came and we were like, we just want to do it in our kitchen. Honestly, the decision about the kitchen was that's where the best lighting was for like our little our tripod and everything. And yeah. So that was where like the kitchen part came from. But, you know, on the record, I would say it's because he loves to cook and, you know.
Yeah, but it was really just that's the best sweet. Lighting.
Yeah.
So she came over and she was hilarious. That was actually the moment I started to get really, really excited because she was just so happy for us and we did our vows and we did whatever and like the ring exchange.
Yeah, she was great. What was her name? Zelda?
Zelda.
You're looking to get married legally in Nashville.
Incredible.
Zelda was great. She was like this probably 70-year-old woman and she's done like 1,200 of these ceremonies. And she was just speaking for like, I was like, where did you memorize this? Like, she wasn't even looking at anything. She was like, this bountiful love.
It was,
and she's Australian.
She was Australian, yeah. Yeah.
It's nice.
But this bountiful love, that shallot. I'm like, this is like incredible.
And then she did an entire photo shoot on her iPhone after. So nice. She was putting us in the funniest positions. She was like, okay, now jump up and down. And so it was
Did we
hilarious.
Ever get those photos?
I did, yep.
Oh,
I
do have nice. Them.
And they're, honestly, we, like, when she left, we were like, cracking up. We were like, that was the best legal ceremony ever.
Oh man, yeah. That's so fun. I know. And I love that you guys were just like in your casual clothes, like hanging out around the house, and it was just like, okay, look, time to get married now. Meet in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
I seriously love just like the juxtaposition of like the super casual to like the extravagant European wedding. I think it's so
some
cool.
Some people thought they were like,
that was it?
They're like, this is what we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, we waited a year to see Shay and Casey's wedding and they got married in their kitchen.
I know.
Like, let's use some common sense here.
I know.
Yeah.
I
was and you're like, no, we have something else up our sleeves.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So we kind of talked about choosing your vendors and everything, but I did want to chat about you deciding to do your own makeup for your wedding. And you're a cosmetologist, right? So how did that decision come about for you instead of hiring a makeup artist?
Yeah, I mean, so I actually had a makeup artist hired and I did the trial and my makeup looked phenomenal. It was beautiful. But I just remember looking and I was like, I just don't feel fully like myself. I feel like, you know, I don't know. There's something about the way I do my makeup. I've been doing makeup. I started doing like YouTube videos about my makeup when I was 16. I would just do like the whole routine and I would whatever, but I've done my own makeup like forever. And it's just something I'm very passionate about. But, you know, I thought hiring a makeup artist would relieve like the stress or like take off this like, you know, pressure to do my own makeup. But I really, you know, after I did the trial, I was like, I just don't think this is the right decision. I was like, I feel like I'm going to feel so much more relaxed on my day knowing it's in my hands, I guess, and also feeling like myself. And so that was kind of how I made the decision. And I was like, I started to get really excited actually, because it was less than a month before the wedding. So it was definitely a last minute decision.
Wow, yeah.
For sure. So, but I went to Sephora. I got, you know, I did so much research, watched so many videos about like event makeup, which is a little bit different. And I just started practicing. And then as soon as I started, like, I did two trials on myself and I was like, this is perfect. I was like, I can definitely do this. And it's also, I just had fun. I love doing my makeup. I love, you know, laying out all the products, getting all ready, you know, kind of like giving myself face massage before. And it just it was really special, I think, just to me personally doing that by myself. And it turned out perfect. I was so happy with it.
Yeah, it looked so beautiful. But I feel like that would be so much pressure on myself, like on my wedding day to do that and, you know, have and also create content while you're doing it too.
Yeah.
'Cause you were like in the middle of doing your wedding makeup, like showing the products you were using and everything. And so, yeah, that's a big task to take on the morning before you say I do.
I know.
Yeah.
But it was honestly, I just like set my camera up and the morning of, I thought I would feel stressed. I was so relaxed. And I just had like, my best friend was sitting next to me the whole time and we were just chatting it up like it was a normal day.
That's so fun. Yeah. And then we need to talk about your iconic hair. Like, the internet is blowing up over this. Like, it's amazing. Your hair was like chef's kiss. Tell me how all of that came about. You said you hired Dom, who was from Australia, mm-hmm. and he flew in to do your hair. How did you find out about him?
The amount of like time that I spent looking at hair artists online, I mean, I spent hours looking for somebody online because I was like, that's the biggest thing for me that I know I can't do by myself. Like, I can give myself a mean blowout, but I can't do like an updo or something. So I was like, this is really, really important to me. And I saw his work through a TikTok, and it was actually funny because it was like a TikTok of him being a little sassy, like where people were kind of mad at him in the comments. But I was like, but then I saw the result of the hair and I was like, he is who I need. Like, that is who I need. And so luckily he was already in Europe at the time of our wedding. So I was like, I need you to do my hair. There was one post on his Instagram that I saw that was like the updo that I wanted. I was like, this is exactly what I want. And so I just told him the date. I was like, let's do it. And the day before is when we had our meeting. Like, everything is just
wow. It's
very chill. So I called him and I was like, hey, you know, I saw this picture on your Instagram. This looks perfect. Like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. Definitely, like, you know, I would describe it as like a little bit more put together Pam Anderson updo is kind of what I described it as. And we were just on this, like, we had like our two minds just connected on the day of our wedding, because he knew exactly what I wanted and it was perfect. Like, I was in shock. I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, like, that is crazy. So he is phenomenal. He's so talented. And we were like working in like without, you know, AC. We were both sweating up a storm, and he delivered. It was perfect.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It was giving like 90s Pamela Anderson, yeah. like Cindy Crawford vibes. Like, and I thought it was so cool and so bold of you to do that, because I feel like we have not seen wedding hair like this in quite some time. And so for you to decide to do something maybe completely out of the box from any other wedding inspiration, at least that I've seen currently, was so bold of you to do. And now it's like, you see certain trends in the wedding industry happening, but I feel like this is one that brides will be able to pinpoint. Shay did her hair like this, and now every bride is going to be asking for this hair.
I know.
This hairstyle.
I've already heard, you know, some of the hairstylists I've worked with since, they're like, we have not stopped seeing your hair as inspo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. But yeah, it was so iconic. I mean, and he expected me to do, he was like, because the morning of the wedding, he was like, so which picture are you referring to? Like, I didn't even send it to him. He's like, which picture are you referring to? Because, you know, his assistant Ruby was with him, and he was like, we have our guesses of which one you were thinking about. And then I pulled it up and he was like, that's not what I expected at all. He was like, that is so not what I expected. He was like, but let's do it. So
wow. Yeah. So the morning of, he didn't know what style you wanted.
No, we literally just talked on the phone the day before, or not the day before, a few days before. And I was like, yeah, just like a Pam Anderson kind of put together. He was like, great. And we were like, awesome. It was like a 4-minute phone call. And that was all the communication we had. And then the day of, he's just so talented. And, you know, I could tell with like, just through his social media, I was like, I had no doubts again. Like, I should have been way more stressed than I was. But
yeah,
I was like, I just had so much trust in everyone, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trust in your vendors seems amazing. Yeah. And it totally paid off. Like, even with, that's incredible how the last minute that was. Yeah. You were just like, yeah, Dave, here's what I want. And he was like, cool.
Yeah.
And he made it perfect. Yes. So yeah, that's what being a good wedding vendor is all about.
100%.
Yeah. Cultural phenomenon. It's awesome. So you said you had a salt burn after party, which we will get to, but how would you describe the style of your wedding?
I would say nobody knows this term. Some people may know, but like Rococo is kind of, I don't know if that's maybe how you say it, but it's like almost like Renaissance, modern Renaissance is the best way to describe it. Like, I wanted it to be a fairy tale. I'm very much into like fantasy books and fantasy TV shows and movies. And like, I grew up on Disney princesses. Like, that was exactly what I imagined. And like, I'm still shocked to say like that it turned out literally like my fairy tale dream. So yeah, I would say that that's like literally a Disney princess is kind of what I wanted to feel like in a castle. And that's exactly, I feel like, what we accomplished. And then
yeah,
my prince.
Oh, yes. Prince Charming. Definitely. So you drew inspiration from Disney princess, Rococo style. Your color, it was like pink mm-hmm. and kind of like a champagne. Is that?
I think it's just pink.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Like a baby pink.
Yeah. We were talking about our colors with our planners, and they were like, okay, so here's the, you know, the mood board, the deck that they put together. And they were like, we just see Shay with pink. Like, you just automatically put the two together. And that's like the conversation we had. And I totally agree with them. So yeah, I think, you know, it was just pink and it was beautiful. I loved it. It was a very specific pink though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
And then maybe describe more of the, like, the core details. Like, I saw you had like, they call it like a caterpillar table for mm-hmm. like your guests, where it's the round tables all stacked together. Mm-hmm. And then I want to talk about the stairs too.
Oh yeah. So the tables, we just had, I feel like, such a small guest count that we were trying to figure out where we wanted to have dinner at the castle and, you know, how we wanted to lay it out. And honestly, I love the idea of like just, I think it's called a king's table of that. And because there was just not that many people, I think we had, you know, maybe 23 on each side. It just was like the best, I think, way to do it. And that looked like visually pleasing, I think. And because like, you know, with like the castle in the background, like everything, it was just like, so, I thought it was so beautiful. And then the stairs actually was a last minute decision as well, to have the draping on the stairs.
Yeah.
That was something my planners came to me with like a few weeks before, and they were like, we just love this idea. Obviously the logistics, you know, will you fall? Are you going to be like, is it going to be whatever dangerous to like walk up in, especially in my gown? And I loved the idea. Like, that the stairs made it so grand, I feel like. And I feel like we were working with like small but mighty decorations, like something that's not super, like we didn't have a ton of florals except for at the altar. And so we had to kind of like get creative about how to make it have an impact still. And the stairs were just everything. They were so stunning.
Looked so amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like having drape on the stairs, like that's iconic as well. Like, so many other brides are going to be doing that. I know.
I can't even take credit. That was all my planners. I was like, when they showed me the like kind of like, because everything we were working from was just like, you know, photo edited pictures of like everything put together, you know, like somebody putting it on their computer, because we can't really go and try it out or look at it. So, and when I saw it, I was like, this is going to be perfect.
Yeah. So did you have any qualms about possibly slipping on this drape that's on the stairs? I mean, you had, who was it that walked you down the aisle?
My brother-in-law.
Okay. That's mm-hmm. what I thought. So you had him to hold on to, right? And then you had, you know, Casey to hold on to coming down the stairs, right? So at least you had that. But was that like a worry of yours at all? Or were you like, no, I'm good with it?
No, I'm good with it. Yeah, I had been dancing in my shoes. Like, we did our dance practice like 4 months before the wedding. So I was comfortable in my shoes. And I was like, I've got this. And we, you know, we talked about like if, you know, my brother-in-law Nick wanted to walk me up the stairs or not. And I was like, I kind of wanted to just do that on my own. Like, that was kind of like I thought it would be beautiful, like in pictures of me just kind of going up to Casey. And, you know, I thought that was really cute. So yeah, I you know, gave Nick a hug at the end of the stairs and just went up. But no, I wasn't nervous at all. I've got this. I've got in heels any day.
Wow. Way to go. And with the dress that you had too. Let's talk about your dress and choosing your dress for your wedding.
Yeah.
Again, iconic, like diamond encrusted everything. Like, yeah. Tell me about your decision.
That was a difficult one, but I started really early. So I was looking at, you know, there were so many wedding designers that I loved. Like Danielle Frankel was top of my list. And then Kim Casas was one of my top ones as well. So I started looking in Nashville, and then I tried a few on, and I kind of got an idea of like what silhouette I wanted. You know, I feel like everyone expected me to have kind of like a skin tight dress. Like that's some of the comments I was seeing, but I of course wanted a princess dress. So I tried it on, and like the silhouette of that was like beautiful. But I couldn't find like the perfect one. And so I made one appointment with Bridal Reflections in New York, and me and all my bridesmaids and my mom went to New York for that trip. And I had literally one appointment to go to that weekend. And I was like, I know my dress is there. I did my research on this designer. I was like, I just have to like try it on. And I didn't know which one it was yet, but I knew the designer was there. So I was like, I will find it. And so we went, and I actually have a video. So we went to Bridal Reflections the night before my appointment, because they were having like a little show of like new Kim Casas dresses. And I was like, we have to go there because I want to see, you know, before I get there, what I'm going to like. So we went there, and I saw my dress like on the runway, and I was like, oh, and I knew I took a video, and I heard, you could hear me in the background. And I was like, the silhouette is perfect. This is the one, like, this is it. And so the next day I went, and I tried on a few different Kim Casas dresses, and then I tried on the one that I loved, and I was like, this is it. And yeah, I loved like the silhouette, I loved the beading, I loved, I don't know what that's called, but like the waist,
basque
waist, I think it's a basque maybe? Waist.
yeah.
And then we were deciding on the neck piece, because that was that, you know, it was a part of like the look. Like you could get it with the dress or you could leave it. And I don't know, I think in the video I was saying like, I just feel like it's not the dress without the neck piece. Like it just really makes it grand and fun, like different. I would say, like, I thought it was really different and unique. And like, usually, you know, you do like a very simple something on your neck, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah, I tried it on and it was perfect.
Yeah, so. It really tied it all together. Mm-hmm. So gorgeous. I mean, you're at a castle, and when else can you do this in your life? Like, be the princess for your day, you know what I mean? Yeah.
If you're dreaming of a wedding venue that feels beautiful, romantic, and completely unforgettable, I have to tell you about Mintsprings Farm in Nolensville, Tennessee. It's just a short drive from Nashville, and it's the kind of wedding venue where the setting really does become a part of your wedding story. Think rolling hills, gorgeous open spaces, beautiful ceremony locations, and a stunning reception space where you can celebrate with all of your favorite people. And one of my favorite things about Mintsprings Farm, it gives you that gorgeous elevated wedding experience while still feeling warm, inviting, and distinctly Tennessee. So whether you're envisioning a classic Southern wedding, a romantic garden-inspired celebration, or something completely your own, Mintsprings Farm gives you an incredible backdrop to bring that vision to life. Plus, they're all-inclusive. So if you're recently engaged and looking for a Nashville area venue, put Mintsprings Farm on the list. And head to mintspringsfarmtn.com to learn more, schedule a tour, and you can also check them out on nashvillebrideguide.com/vendors in our vendors section.
So talking about, you know, the videos that you're making on social media, like during your wedding, before your wedding, leading up to it, how much of the wedding do you feel like was actually for the two of you versus like trying to think about like, oh, like this is what I need to film and when I need to film it. And how did that maybe affect everything like with your followers?
Yeah, I think you wung it. You were winging it.
What did you just say?
You were winging it.
Sorry. Wung it?
You were winging it. Like he had no plan. And that's kind of how we do our content every day, is like we just kind of out of the blue come up with these ideas, and it takes us like 3 minutes to like film it and post it. So that's kind of how you went about it, I think, right?
I mean, it's pretty she had a whole content plan. So right. She had, but like when I say that, I mean, she spent weeks like having inspiration. And so it's already integrated pretty seamless into our lives. And so like, I maybe like, people are like, oh, like you guys show us your whole life. Like, no, I'll show you like literally one video. It'll take me 30 seconds. And then I'll, especially when you have her, like, it's not hard for me to do content. I'll just post her and it just does well. So, but she was a little bit more.
Yeah. I was a little bit more scheduled for sure. So the plane ride there, I had like the weeks before I had just like, I always copy, you know, like, inspiration into like a notes app. And then on the plane ride there, I didn't, you know, it was like a long plane ride. So I just went through and I literally scheduled out the entire day. But everything, like he says, it just, it fits in so seamlessly with our life. Like, it's so easy and quick to do. So it's like, you know, my dress reveal, I already had the sound saved and on my little deck. So I just had to click the link. I had my best friend film it. And then it took less than a minute. Like, it's so, it's just so easy, I think, for us because we do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, but as soon as the ceremony started, like everything before then was for, you know, getting ready for content, you know, that kind of thing. And so, but as soon as the ceremony started, we just were present. We were like that, you know, from then on, I didn't even know where my phone was. Like, my best friend had literally held on to my phone the whole day, the whole rest of the day. And so I think, just like every other wedding, I think we have our time for our photos, we have our time for our content. And then as soon as, you know, I start walking down that aisle, from then on, we're present, we're at the wedding, we're enjoying family, we're enjoying our time. And so, yeah, but I think the content schedule made my life so much easier because mm-hmm. I wasn't stressed about what I was going to do. And I got everything I wanted to get. And it was honestly easier than people think it is. I promise.
That's great. And
I don't think people realize.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't worried about it at all. Like, I'm just like, whatever, you know, I'll get content. And on our wedding day, I had posted just like some stupid stuff that I was swimming. I took a nap. I was hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
But we, as soon as the wedding was over, we had dinner and I was like, hey, let's just do a video real quick. We literally walked over, filmed this video that was like 5 seconds. I put it on TikTok and then, you know, like, it suggests a song for you. Mm-hmm. My eyes is sweet. Okay. Clicked it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Mr. and Mrs. Shake, post. And then I like ate dinner and hung out, and then I checked it later and it was at like 20 million views.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And I was like, everyone's like, oh, this is your, I'm like, it literally from filming to finish was like a minute and a half.
Yeah. Literally, it's so quick. And I don't know, we just are also, I think the chemistry between us is also just so strong, and like, we just are so, you know, loving towards each other that like, it's not like we have to act. Like, we just literally, we just are us, and then we film it and it's done. So it's like mm-hmm. way easier than people think, for sure. But
right.
Yeah. It'd be concerning if we did have to act.
It would be.
Yeah.
Weird, for sure. Oh, that's so awesome. I'm glad that you guys were able to like stay in the moment mm-hmm. and that you had a plan going into it so mm-hmm. that you could relax and not be like, have a moment go by and be like, oh no, I wanted to film something for that, but it was like, no, you had it under control the whole time. So what were some more special moments from your day, like looking back on it?
I think, you know, having my son bring us the rings, I was
precious.
I was really nervous about that because he can be very shy, especially in front of a crowd. And I had warned him about this because, like, you know, Rome is very, he's very crazy and spontaneous and, you know, he's hilarious. But when he's like, when there's pressure, he's like, no, I just want to hide behind your legs kind of thing. So I was trying to figure out like the best way to, you know, incorporate Rome into the wedding. And, you know, I knew he wouldn't be great with the first dance with me. I was like, he's going to be too shy. We tried it at the wedding, but he was too shy. So I was like, okay, well, he can definitely bring us, you know, the rings. And I think that that's like a very great task for him. And so we talked about it forever. We were like, we definitely made sure he was prepared. I was like, okay, here's, you know, the box, you're going to carry it. He traveled with it. He took his job very seriously. He called himself not the ring bearer, the ring master is what he called himself.
I love that.
Very special.
Yeah.
So when the time came, I was definitely nervous for him to bring the rings, especially because like the stairs and everything and the draping. But he was perfect. And he was like, I did so good at my job. Like, you
That's
did.
That's so sweet.
So that was definitely special. I think, you know, I didn't mean for this to happen, but pink being our wedding colors is actually, you know, my grandmother's favorite color. She would always say like pink, what a wonderful color, don't you think? Aww. And she passed a few years back. And so that was like a very, looking back on it, I'm like, I didn't mean for that to happen, but it was like, she was there with me. I also wore her ring, which was my something borrowed and something blue. And so she's a very, very big part of my life. And I feel like she was just, you know, unintentionally, you know, with us at our wedding. So that was also very special. But
that's so sweet.
What do you think?
It was intentional.
It was.
She wasn't unintentionally there.
I mean, like, I just didn't, you know, like the pink and like, I never would have expected pink to be my colors, but the fact that it was, like, that was her favorite color. And so I was seeing her in little moments in the wedding for sure.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. What about you, Casey?
Certainly the moment where Rome brought the ring. When Rome brought the rings up, it was very special. But prior to the wedding, I had my own little private photo shoot with Rome, my brothers, and my family. And so I think, you know, you just look around and you see your family and you're in Italy and you're at this castle and you're like, every moment is kind of surreal. And, you know, Rome and I did a photo shoot. I got to take pictures with my brothers and my sisters and my parents. And so, you know, when you're in a place that beautiful, like every moment I was just like looking around like, this is incredible. And I think really grateful to have my family there and so much support. So
it's very rare. Like, we're never going to have that time with all of our people, I feel like, again, especially where we were in Italy. So, like, you know, I think the biggest advice people told me before the wedding was like, every hour, every 30 minutes, just like look around, take it in, take a deep breath, and like really just try to like, in, like, I don't know, I guess take it in. And I tried to do that as much as possible, but it was like, we're never going to have this again. Like, all of our family together in one place, I think, in Italy. And everyone's just so relaxed. It was all very, very special. Like, it's hard to pinpoint a few moments for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Oh, but you can tell them about, I think, so I had Casey for his tux. I was like, I want to do something a little bit different for him as well. So I told him, I was like, you should get a couple of brooches for his tux. And you put JM, if you want to talk about that. That was really
sweet.
Yeah,
that looked cool.
Yeah, so the brooches were really awesome. I didn't know what I wanted to do. One of my grandparents, my mom's dad, could not be there, and I'm super close with him. He was unable to travel. And so I had put his initials, JM, John McNutt, in these beautiful brooches on my, and so that was a really cool moment. I didn't tell anyone, and then I had my mom put them on.
Aww.
And so it was very emotional. And then I got to go back home and after the wedding and show him pictures and videos of the initials. And so, yeah, that was a super special.
Yeah.
That was a special moment for sure.
Yeah.
That's really special. I love that. And you guys mentioned just incorporating Rome so much into your day, just you guys uniting together as a family in that moment. Casey, you became a stepdad through this process, and it's a huge part of you now. And what's that journey been like for you?
It's been an incredible journey.
Yeah.
At first, you're overwhelmed. I was, you know, I just wanted to be a positive male figure. Because obviously his dad is involved in his life. So I didn't want to take anybody's roles. I just wanted to be, hey, like, this guy makes my mom happy. He treats her well. He loves her. He loves me. And so, you know, those first 6 months were just a lot of learning, like a ton of learning. I'm looking to her. I'm not here to assert any of my rules. And I'm not a power hungry person. The most important thing is just being this positive impact, this person that her son can look up to. And I knew our relationship would naturally develop on its own. And so 6 months, then a year, you know, we're close, we're best bros. And I think now it's in a place where, you know, it's been so long that I am this figure of fun and positivity, but at the same time, respect and say, hey, like, how can we align as parents to make sure that we are, you know, raising Rome to be the best man, the best person, the kindest person. And that's the most important thing to me is treating his mom well. So he gets to see this beautiful love and how to be kind and how to be, how to be a husband, how to be a dad. So it's been great.
Yeah. I love that so much that you just, he has you as an influence in his life now. And yeah, that's so great.
Yeah.
So we talked about a lot of moments that went so well and special moments of the day. Were there any moments that you felt like you had to improvise or maybe go off script a little bit? Any slight hiccups?
I have no, I told my sisters after, I was like, I feel like I was in such like La La Land. If anything went wrong, I have no idea of it.
Wow.
Like, I talked to my planners after as well. And definitely, I think the only thing that I was aware of was we had fireworks at the after party.
Yeah.
And we had to change the location of that. And so, you know, and we had to do it sooner than we expected. So I had to do my second look change within 15 minutes, which I was doing an entire new hair look. So I think that was the only thing. But everything else, like, I talked to my planners after the wedding and they were like, we got in 50,000 steps just running around. So they, I mean, again, with wedding planners, I think the biggest thing was like getting a full service wedding planner was so worth every penny, everything. Like that was the biggest moment that, or that was something that I think kept my day so smooth. So I think the only thing that I know of was maybe the fireworks. And that was like the smallest hiccup. Like Dom was doing my hair and I was like 15 minutes. He was like, got it. You know, he was like, I've got this. So
yeah, that's incredible.
But I think that, I mean, is there anything for you? I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So you mentioned the after party. I want to hear, okay, inspiration for it and maybe describe your attire. I saw photos of it. Like, I just want to hear all the details of what happened at this amazing after party.
People ask me what my favorite part of the wedding was. Mm-hmm. And I do have to say that a lot of it was at the after party just because I don't think, like, I've seen my family actually cut loose the way that they did. Like everybody was just, you know, I think it's like you're in Italy, you don't have to wake up and do laundry the next day, you don't have to, like, you're literally on vacation. So everybody was on vacation vibes, and that just made the after party so fun. But yeah, so the inspiration was Saltburn for sure. And like I said before, I love fantasy, I love dark romance, I love like all of these things. So like it was a little bit over the top, but I absolutely loved it. Like, I thought it was so fun. So I told him, I was like, we got to get you a pair of wings, of course, for the Saltburn Jacob Elordi vibes, of course. He was fully on board. People in the comments are like, they would say stuff like, wow, he's so nice for, you know, playing the part. I was like, he wanted to wear the wings.
That's cool. That was super cool.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, his attire for the after party was just like a tank top and some wings. And I thought that was so fun. And then mine,
you had antlers too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, was it like a headband thing that you wore? Yeah. Okay.
So at the after party, we had masks for everyone too. Like,
so fun.
You know, like the little like bird masks and then like some silver masks, like Phantom of the Opera kind of thing. So everyone got to wear a mask and that was really fun too. But my look came together again very last minute, and I didn't have an after party, or I kind of had an after party dress, but nothing was like what I wanted it to be. Like nothing was cool enough, I don't think. And then I found this designer, and I can't figure out how to pronounce the designer's name, but I messaged her on Instagram and I was like, hey, I leave for my wedding in 2 weeks. And I was like, can I get this dress? Like, what can I do to get this dress? And she took my measurements, custom made it to my measurements. And I took it to the alterations a week later after I got it. And my alterations girl actually like plucked out each feather and like put like, cause I wanted it shorter. No. So she took out each feather and placed it higher. So where it was just perfect. So it was very, it was not like, classic bridal after party look at all. It was like the full feather. I wanted it to be almost like, you know, the Black Swan movie where it's like very
dark romance.
Yeah. Dark romance, a little costumey, but again, when am I ever going to do this?
So. Right. Yeah. I love a good theme. And for an after party is like so amazing. I feel like it was also giving me like Romeo and Juliet, Leo DiCaprio, like that movie, yes, like vibes too.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, yeah. And then, you know, we're all partying, dancing, but, you know, one thing, and I will say one thing that I should have listened to Casey more on was he had a say in a few things, okay? But one of the things I said no to was he wanted to do karaoke, and I was like, no chance. I was like, absolutely not. And I wish I would have said yes, because we ended up doing it anyway. Like, both of our families love getting on the mic and singing. And we honestly just, you know, the DJ would just put on the karaoke version of these songs. But that was one thing you were right about, and I should have listened to. But yeah, to have like the, you know, the screen and everything. But we did. We all ended up like getting on the mic, singing. Your brother was rapping. It was so fun. Yeah.
I love that. That sounds like such a good time. And Casey, I have a question for you too. So like throughout the whole wedding, you've been pretty open about your sobriety on your page and everything and mm-hmm. making videos about it. So what did it mean to you to experience your wedding day sober?
One, I never thought I would experience my wedding day sober. Anytime when I was drinking in my early 20s, I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to be, you know, having a good time at my wedding, probably drunk. So to experience it sober was surreal, but it was, I was able to be fully present and I was able to really look around and be like, you know, I'm enjoying this conversation. I'm dancing. And I felt so free. I felt so free. And for anyone who, you know, struggles with alcohol, like, you know, that journey of like, oh, like, it could have been fun at first, but you know, you never know which way it's going to go and if you're going to drink too much. And so for me, just to be able to like have fun and know that I didn't need this alcohol. Everyone else is drinking. It does not bother me. Really, it's fine. I mean, I have no issues with alcohol. It's more so just for me, it's not something that is good. And so to be able to have fun meant a lot to me, because I used to associate everything with having fun with drinking. And so to be able to have fun and dance and then wake up the next day and everyone was running a little slow after the wedding, but not me.
Right. You're like, I I'm good. I got this under control. Yeah.
Yeah. It meant a lot. Yeah. It meant a lot to me.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. I saw your video that you did where you were like, people keep asking me like, why not just have one drink? And you know, gave all your reasons as to like why you don't and how you've really like set your boundaries on that. So that's like super commendable, just like everything that you've gone through and like also being so open about it. So,
well, it's not unique to me.
Yeah.
I'm not special. There's a lot of people that struggle with it. And so if talking about it makes it easier for somebody else, that is the reason why I do social media. Honestly, it's fun to do the relationship stuff and we love each other and it's great entertainment. But at the end of the day, if I can help somebody, you know, suffer a little bit less or gain some confidence, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I love that. One last thing. I would love to see your rings if you have them on.
I do.
Oh my gosh. I love just the accent rings too. Like it just like pulls it all together and makes it so beautiful. Would you be open to showing the camera,
like
the rings?
Of course, was the best way to do it.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see here, but so we've got this one up top, which is like a crown. And I found that one in New York last Halloween and it's perfect. And then we got this bottom one with a deal you did with Brilliant Earth. And it's, I mean, a dream. I love it so much. So,
so beautiful. I love it.
And mine's also from Brilliant Earth.
I know.
He got a little diamond too.
Oh,
he needed
his
own.
Awesome. Yeah. So good.
Just one.
Yes.
He's
love
a princess.
It.
He needs his diamond.
Yeah. Your diamond too. You guys have any final thoughts about your wedding? Anything else that you want to share maybe that you haven't shared yet on socials?
What do you think?
I would think that I would tell
yeah
any soon-to-be husband or wife that don't get in any arguments over the wedding. It's going to end up perfect.
Yeah.
And don't stress over the planning. Don't stress over whether it's going to work out. It's all going to work out. It's going to be a perfect day. And it's perfect because it's not perfect. Mm-hmm. As long as the people that you love are there, that's the most important thing. And don't stress. It'll work out.
He grounded me throughout the whole planning process.
I wouldn't say that. I tried.
You tried, for sure. But, you know, just like what he said now, he said to me, like, almost every week, he was like, it's going to be perfect, even if it's not perfect. And you have the right planners, everything. Beautiful.
Yeah, my best advice is give Mudari.
Give Mudari. Yeah. I'm going to hire them for every single event that I ever have.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. Oh, that's so good. I'm so glad that you guys had a great experience with your vendors. That's so great. Mm-hmm. All right, as we close out, maybe tell people where they can find you, where you hang out.
Yeah,
Like our address?
Yeah, you know, like... another Saltburn after party, like, let's go.
So you guys want to do that. Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at shay.sullivan with two n's at the end, and on TikTok just shay sullivan with two n's at the end. I am a little more casual on TikTok than I am Instagram, but
you can find me on TikTok as Mr. Shay.
Just Casey search Johnson. Mr. Shay.
Just search Mr. Shay and you'll find it.
That's so good. Oh, I love that so much. Thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your schedules today to come out and just like share more about your wedding. It sounded so gorgeous. Love the photos. And go check out NashvilleBrideGuide.com. We'll post more of their photos on there for you all to see.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Appreciate it.
There you have it. Another episode of the Wedding Reporter Podcast. To see those gorgeous wedding and engagement photos, head over to NashvilleBrideGuide.com for more behind the scenes content. And if you like this episode, I would so appreciate it if you would rate and subscribe the show. See you next time for another great episode. Okay, brides, can we all agree that finding bridesmaid dresses that everyone likes is basically a miracle? That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, Desi. They have hundreds of gorgeous styles and colors so your bridesmaids can mix and match while still looking cohesive and elevated. Plus, they offer inclusive sizing and styles people will actually wear again after the wedding. If you're building your bridal party look, definitely check out Desi and take one thing off of your wedding planning stress list. Head to desi.com, D-E-S-S-Y.com, to browse their newest collections and see why they've been a trusted name in weddings for generations. Your bridesmaids will thank you later.